I am success, baby. That's why they believe that.
I wake up in the morning, know I gotta get it. I grind harder and harder to get a world of business. I know they wonder this money is gonna find me. And when they do, I'm leaving all of the drama behind me. Yeah, go ahead and take a picture, cause I see a star when I'm looking in the mirror. They hate it when they see a brother grinding, cause it's his own business that he be steady minded. Blowing in the sky, I poured in the glass. This is a tough.
Hey, welcome to Lighthouse Queens. Cheers.
My husband coming to this house, he runs this shit, period. And I know that sounds, you know, old school and I get called to pick me and all that bullshit, whatever. My husband runs me, period, point blank, period. He runs me. He has the last say, so at the end of the day, he's the king of this house. He runs this household. Yes, he allows me to do what I need to do. I can move freely. I can, you know, make my own decisions. If I see something, I want to do something, he's going to support it. But the minute that he's like, nah, that ain't going, it ain't going. Why? Because as a queen, I respect my husband's wisdom. I respect my husband's output and outlook on life.
Okay. So basically, she's saying that people talk mess about her, obviously, mm-hmm. calling her old school because whatever she does outside, when she comes into the house, her husband runs it.
And she said, he runs me.
She did say he runs me. I mean, we'll attach the whole clip so mm-hmm. that you can see the whole clip for yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And of course, they had none other than Kevin Samuels' picture in the corner. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're saying it's a old school way of thinking. But the men on the side were like, they were agreeing heavily with it.
Of course.
They were agreeing heavily with it. So what do you guys think? Does your husband or significant other run the house when you get home?
I don't know what they mean by running the house. Like, what do you
say? She said he's the king, period. If he tells you no, that's a no. No discussion. It's you rolling whatever.
No, there's definitely discussion. That's what I'm not a child.
So that's why I said no. That needs to be a conversation.
It's a conversation, yeah.
But just because you say no don't mean it's no across the board.
Yeah, I'm not.
Don't get me wrong. My husband is a king, too. But we if you feel in a certain way and I feel in a certain way, it's common ground. We need to meet somewhere neutral.
Right.
Not because, just because you say no, it's a no.
Right, because what if I don't agree with your perspective, or what if I'm giving valid points of why
exactly
this should not happen? Like, am I supposed to just be like, okay, let me sit here and close my mouth because he said no?
That's what she's saying.
I think
that in, like, listening to her, she might seem like she didn't tell the whole story mm-hmm. of it, because I doubt that her husband, if you ask your husband, hey, you know, I'm about to go to the store real quick, no.
Right.
Then you're going to be like, okay.
Because
or you're going to say, hey, I mean, I need to get X, Y, Z from the store. I'll be right back. Or can you go? Whatever.
Something. Or, well, why is it even, can I go to the store because I have to get A, Y, and Z? Why is it, because hey, babe, I'm just going to go to the store?
No, that's what I said.
Right, right.
That's her point. But the lady point was, whatever he say no to or yes to, that's what goes, because he's the king of the castle, the house, and he runs her.
I don't know what she meant by he runs me.
I don't know
exactly what she means by that. But I do feel like there's certain things that I ask my husband, like, hey, how do you feel about this? And he'll mm-hmm. give me his yes or no, like mm-hmm. he feels okay with X, Y, and Z, or I don't think that's a good idea.
Right.
And if he says he doesn't think it's a good idea, obviously I'm asking what he thinks, because I don't know if, you know, I'm halfway about it.
You're hesitant and you values with his opinion.
Correct. Right. So if he says he doesn't think it's a good idea, I'm rolling with it.
So that's a that's what I'm saying. Conversation. Yeah. Like, if I'm asking you something, just like I ask any of you guys, that's because I am not clear on which way I'm leaning. Mm-hmm. I could go this way, I could go that way, but yeah. I value your input, so let me ask you and see what you feel. And if you're like, nah, I don't think that's a good look, I'm rolling with that, because yeah. I wasn't sure no way.
No.
So,
now, I will say, before, and this was like probably before we got married, I would do stuff, and I wouldn't even ask him anything about it.
We all
so,
feel
I would,
we
yeah,
all feel
like, I sent, when Tierra was in first grade, I sent her to private school, and I didn't ask him anything about it. He's like, well, why would you pay for a kid to go to school? And I'm like, no, she can get X, Y, Z. It's going to put her in. And it was just like, when I did that, he was just like, well, like, we couldn't have just talked about it. Yeah. And then that clicked for me. I was like, oh, maybe we should have talked about it instead of just me, like, stuff like that. But I would just do it before. And now that I'm married, like, I understand, like, if he did something like that, I'm like, dude.
That's definitely a conversation.
Correct.
Especially private school, that's a tuition monthly.
I am guilty. I did not have that conversation. K. Anthony got all of the coins. And he was very upset. Not upset, but like, why? Why would you do that?
Yeah, I'm not advocating for private school, free school. But
well, it was first grade, and let me tell you, it was probably one of the best decisions that I made. That's probably why she's
I'm not going to private school, because they've been in private school all the way up till middle school. They always been in that Catholic school. They just start asking questions that we couldn't get the right answer to. So that's when we decided, okay, well, we're going to let them see both sides of the world instead of one side.
And now Tierra is actually in private school again, but we did have a discussion about it beforehand, and we both decided together that
that's
a
good move.
Idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
Certain things, and I also think that knowing your partner is important, because certain things, like if you know your partner, you know that they're just not gonna do, and you might have to just do because they're just not gonna do it. Like, hey, I want to do this.
Like, planning a vacation.
Right, I want to do this. All right, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. And then you're sitting at home like, well, I really wanted to do this then. But it wasn't done because you didn't. So some things you just got to know your partner that they're not going to do, or you might have to take the lead on certain situations.
Mine definitely ain't planning no vacations.
Mine isn't either. But I will say, like, if I say, hey, I'm going to plan us a vacation, I think that we should go here. What do you think? Then at least he's giving his input, but I'm still planning that vacation.
Right,
and
I
ain't gonna plan the vacation.
I agree with that. And some of them are not that way. Yeah. If it comes to things like that, if those things are not of importance, then it's not gonna be like, yeah, I'm not gonna sit right here and plan this vacation.
But then watching all those men, like how they were reacting, I wonder, do a lot of them really feel that way?
But this is the thing, is that you don't know her husband. Like, her husband could be paying all the bills in her household. Paying all the bills in her household, if he's making sure that she's led properly, which means she can be vulnerable. She can be in a place of submission because she knows that he takes care of everything. Like, she don't never have to play the role of a leader. Then that's her household. But some people be saying like, oh, well, you're not submissive, but she still can't be vulnerable.
I really wish that people would figure out the right definition of submission and quit throwing around.
Yeah,
quit throwing the word submission around. Yes. Because, no, like, especially if you weren't raised to see what that looks like, like, you don't know. So quit throwing it around and saying, like, oh, you're not submissive, you're not this, you're not that. So it's a two-way street. There's reasons why. But, like, neither of us really know the definition. So let's stop doing it.
Because my first in their thing with the submission stuff, I learned out about it in church.
Yeah,
and they kept saying, anything your husband wants, you do. If he say, do this right now, you do it right now. And I'm like, hold up.
But that's not the definition of it.
But yeah,
that's not the definition of it.
Two different things.
And people keep getting the definition.
And that was my thing in church. I was like, that sounds like you a servant or a maid. I was like, that don't sound like you submissive. So when I came to my own terms and comfortable with it, I was like, wait, that ain't what that means. Like,
right.
I'm not going.
As soon as you talk about submission, people be like, yeah, you cook and you clean.
That's
the first list on submission? Cleaning and cooking. I don't think.
But guess what? You can cook and clean. It's fine. Now, who else is going to do it in your household?
That doesn't mean anything
like when both parties are submitting, that's when submission
yeah,
works.
It's equal
it's not
balance,
one
yeah.
person submitting. Right. Hey. It's all right.
I'm submitting to you as my wife, and I'm submitting to you as my husband. Like, so it's two part of submission, but people never get the other part right. It's just
correct.
You submitting, which you as a woman doing to submit to me, and yeah. I think that's people don't understand that. They
that's
they
why
make
I say
servitude
it should be
an
equal
submission.
Balance because you got to know, oh, this ain't work that I'm gonna let him have that,
right.
Or this my time. I'm gonna speak up for that because
that's
this is what you need
pick
to happen.
And choose.
You pick and choose your
battles.
Yeah. Some stuff is just not worth arguing about.
So what? Before we got married, my aunt Linda had a conversation individually with both of us. She married us. Hey, Aunt Linda. She's a pastor, and she said some things to me, and. Somebody made a comment, you know who it is, was making a comment towards their husband, and she said, you need to stay away from stuff like that. You don't want to speak negatively, like, towards your husband, because he's going to put that back on you.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you speak, like encourage him and do mm-hmm. this and do that, and he'll put that back into you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I get it. And then she did talk about submission a little bit, which, you know, I'm not going to go into, but it's not no slave stuff.
Yeah.
It's not get on your hands and knees and let him put his feet on your back.
Right.
wash my feet. Even if you marry or in a relationship, I just feel, me personally, if I give you what you need, you should give me what I need.
Right.
That would be the equal balance of it.
Yeah. You should be both putting back into it.
Yeah.
And I saw this thing. I saw this lady was like, he said something to his wife about God told me that I need to give into you more.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started giving into her. And she realized
the more he gave into me, I put
the
into
more
him.
She had back. Yeah, and that's
so
exactly
people
what.
Fail to realize,
yeah.
like, if they put into you, you're more likely to put
you.
Into them.
My
it's like, oh, you're... I want to give you
yeah.
the love and the energy
yeah.
and the, you know, now I want to put into you because I feel like you're giving me what I need. So
my
let
mom
me
was
give
married
you what
for,
you
well,
need.
She's still married 43 years. They just have 43 years of marriage and they have a gang kid for that gang cousins. But it was that, like, you, when you pour into him that
mm-hmm.
way, he's going to pour
yeah.
it. It's like a circle.
Yeah.
Yep. You're
circle.
Pouring into each other.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I think that's a part of the disconnect, but
because I think people freak, they take and they don't.
It's like a take, you know.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I don't like. When you can see a relationship is take, and it's like you just taking, you're not giving, and that's the end for me. But you gotta give me, I'll give you. We can work this out so
right.
we can keep
yeah.
on functioning well.
Yeah.
A well-oiled machine. But when you have them hiccups and the machine breaks, we're gonna fix it.
Right. Just
that's
like
right.
everybody has different love language, which means I don't receive
oh boy.
Big love.
The
yeah.
love language.
It's
love
true.
Language.
It's definitely true. I believe it. Some people are not.
Let me tell you this
people.
Food with the love language.
Well, you know black people love language.
Boy.
That's how we show
oh
love.
Oh, my God.
Let me feed you, especially
well, yeah.
this one right
I'm
here.
Like, I'm so
yeah.
good
she making Thanksgiving dinner every time there's five
yeah.
people. We eat Thanksgiving
yeah.
dinner, period. Like, that's just how black people show love.
The dinner is love. Okay, I am a black lady, and food is not my love language, just so we're clear. I will eat the same thing every day and be just fine.
Can't do it.
But I live in a house full of snobs. Food snobs. They turn their nose up when I pull out a box of rice. Like, what is that?
Yeah, they just now get into noodles. So I'm like, okay. And that's
yeah.
only because they
no, well, you know,
the noodles.
Well, you know, my child is obsessed with the culture. So she, they both noodle down.
Discover noodles. You let them
know.
Yeah, I was like,
noodles.
I was
like, noodles? Where you buy this at?
Like, no, people eating that for dinner, sir.
Yeah, right.
cutting up all leases.
Oh, my God. Not hot dogs.
So my first introduction with my husband and his mom, she was making spaghetti. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, cool, she gonna make some spaghetti. And she put weenies in it. I was like, I am not eating that. And I was
what?
Like, oh no. And he was
what
like, babe, it's good. And I was like, I'm gonna eat when I leave. I
what
was
kind
like,
of weenies?
It's
like
it
the little
hot dog weenies.
Oh, hot
dog. Yeah, that's their
what do you do with them?
Girl,
she put them in the spaghetti. How do they go in the spaghetti?
I don't know. That's you know every.
She put hot, like a pack of hot dogs in the spaghetti.
No,
she cut them up.
She cut them up. And
why?
I don't know.
You know how people put sausage in their spaghetti.
I put sausage in my spaghetti.
So instead of
hot dogs,
she put hot dogs.
No, hot dogs and sausage are two.
on spaghetti.
That's what she
does. No, that's what they do in their family. That's what they do. That's what I have to learn. In each family, you got this dish that your family is like accustomed to, and you know whatever.
Nobody put no goddamn hot dogs.
Yes, I'm like, I'm telling
y'all, put hot dogs in y'all spaghetti.
Comment below, because
no, you don't.
I put sausage.
These people all here. Yeah,
do. I get the round one like this. Cut it, slice it up. Yep. Saute them first.
Everybody can't afford that, y'all. Don't be looking down on the hot dog people.
Some people.
Okay,
some
but people then I'm not gonna put. So then mine's here. Gonna be noodles and sauce. Ain't nobody put no hot dogs in no spaghetti. All the Italian people are offended right now.
Mother-in-law, I love you. That's just your family dish. That's your family dish.
Y'all need the one who put you on blast.
I'm just saying, because you know how people...
Because they telling on you.
Look.
All the sisters watching and they snitching.
But like I said,
different families have
their
dish.
Maybe that's their culture.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Girl, that ain't a cultural thing. That's a broke thing. You ain't got no money.
When people was looking at me, they were talking about, oh, you never had a mayonnaise sandwich, a butter sandwich. I said, with sugar and toast on it. I mean, sugar and cinnamon on it.
Who eats bread and mayonnaise?
Let me tell you something. I have struggled before, and
I never
snapped no mayonnaise on a bread and just ate it.
I'm going to the store. I'll be back. All right, cool.
Because that's definitely a conversation. I think when people are single, and you said this is before you got married, so I think when two people are too single, they're used to living a single life. So you don't have to.
Oh, no, because we live together.
But I'm just saying, if you're like, before you get in a relationship, you're a single person. You've been living your single life, doing your single thing.
When you join
in a relationship, it's like,
I'm guilty of it too. Because me and my husband was married, and I used to go shopping for the kids, like drastically. And I would have the bags in my trunk.
You knew you was wrong if you was hiding.
So that's what I said.
I still text Tierra, go get that package off the porch. Put it in your room.
Y'all knew y'all was wrong with that.
I did.
He must have been one time, and he was like, what's all this? And he was like, I know you didn't go to the mall. I had went to the mall a month ago with my...
They had too much stuff in the trunk.
Macy's, it had a sale. So I was like, oh, we need this, they need that, they need this. And I just went buck wild. And he caught me. And he was like, what's all this in the trunk? I was like, nothing. And he was like, this is a whole trunk full. And he was like, when did you buy this? So the question starts, when did you buy this?
It was a whole bunch of, whole line of questions.
First of all, Johnny still do this. She just do it with him now. She be like, we doing it together.
Yeah, so
but I'm still buying all this stuff.
You gotta flip it. You gotta learn, like, okay, how we gonna work this up? Yeah. So I learned how to flip it. So we going shopping together. You gonna put this in the basket? I'm gonna put this in. We good.
So Marcus doesn't like to go shopping at all. If he doesn't have to go to the, he would just...
he will buy every single thing online if he could. So now, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get the kids X, Y, and Z. He'd be like, all right, you got it.
He don't even care what I'm going to get. He doesn't even care.
They just show up at your door 2-3 days.
Thank you, Prime.
Prime been doing me cold, so I don't know.
During COVID, it was, but
even now.
Oh, they ain't been bad for me lately.
No, this little, we was about
they
to go
they like canceling
on our trip.
My order.
They canceled the order, and then the one came, he came out the trunk and just threw it in the grass. I said, so we don't even get
no, he didn't throw it in the grass.
He threw it in the grass. And I was like, okay.
Maybe
lucky
he,
I got a
maybe
big,
he thought you had dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, you do have dogs.
But the way he
you got big
trucks. To even get off the truck.
From the door?
We seen him, he leaned in and was like, yeah.
Dang, he made a good shot because you got a tall fence.
And I was like, we all looking at him like, for real? Like,
that's what been breakable.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Yeah. Lucky with DJ stuff. But
they
throw it over.
No. They overworked and underpaid, so they don't care.
My prime delivery person, whoever at the time, they bring it to the door. Probably
yeah, mine's actually brings it to the door and they take a picture. And
yeah,
so
that's what I was thinking. He was going to come take a picture. He just tossed it, hip on roll.
So the freaking laptop, they put it on the edge of the step.
Oh. Where'd you buy it from?
Best Buy. Geek Squad.
Oh.
They put it on the edge of the step. Did not request a signature or anything.
I was going to say, that's bad because usually if you order like from Apple and stuff,
so
they request a signature.
Best Buy.
I remember I ordered some for Aaron. He broke his phone. I ordered a new phone. I missed the delivery guy 3 times. They would not leave that package without a signature.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
That thing came to your door.
I was like, just leave it. It's fine. They were like, nah, not without it.
All the neighbors had the illegal fireworks. Where was the police? The fireworks supposed to be illegal.
They put it on the news. They don't come out. You're supposed to report it on a little website.
I didn't call, but y'all
don't
see? They had Disneyland fireworks.
Yeah. They're still about the fireworks.
If you call, they don't call fireworks on Labor Day. But if you call, they tell you we don't have enough officers
to
send out to every location.
But why y'all say it's illegal, man?
Because they
just because y'all said it's illegal, now they're gonna be like, y'all ain't gonna catch me.
It's called neighbor tip. You're supposed to just put it in there as a tip saying whoever you saw popping the fireworks. And then they do the investigation.
Well, it was my neighbors, my actual neighbors.
They never come. They might investigate you later, but by that time, all the fireworks will be gone. So, no point in snitching.
We were like, whatever.
I was like, they do it every year. My neighbor said
we had some really good fireworks.
I was about to say
celebrating y'all black people. We black people celebrating the 4th of July, or we calling it National Black Cookout Day.
They can celebrate every holiday.
I had a conversation we was eating on the 4th of July, and this article popped up. I think it was on Facebook, and it was like, if you really knew what the 4th of July means to black people, you really wouldn't celebrate.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, oh my God. And then
it's National Black Cookout Day. It's barbecue day.
Yeah, they barbecued a black man. That's how it started.
But it's still, I guarantee you, nobody would change not doing fireworks.
They not, because they stupid.
I was like, I didn't even know that until this 4th of July when it popped up and we had to Google it. We was like, we really don't? And
every
I was like, that's bad. That's bad.
They were like, y'all get y'all red, white, blue shirts about baby.
And we took pictures and everything. And I was like, oh, damn.
You would celebrate that?
Ready. Every year I make sure
it's okay when you know when you know better, you do better.
Exactly. We're gonna come with some fists on our next shirt on 4th of July. Like,
cause I sure didn't hear no fireworks on Juneteenth. Where was the fireworks?
See, you know what? Maybe we should start that.
Yeah.
Not one
in the neighborhood.
I don't know. I do live in the hood. They pop fireworks
3 weeks before and 3 weeks after. Like, I'm feeling fireworks.
They've been here the week prior to 4th of July. They started.
It was probably about a month before.
Yeah.
They started hearing before that. But I was like, y'all ain't gonna pop no
fireworks. You guys in here, they were doing fireworks on Father's Day.
They did do fireworks by your house. They did. I remember hearing them. Because I was like, is that a firework?
Yeah, it was.
It was still light outside.
Yeah, it was. They're weird.
All right, y'all.
Anyway.
So, that's our topic for today. We will see y'all next week. Thank you for tuning in to Black House Queens.
Yes. LA Black House Queens.
See y'all next week.
Cheers.
I am success, baby. That's why they
look at me.
Believe that.
I wake up in the morning, know I gotta get it. I grind harder and harder to get a world of business. I know that one day this money is gonna find me. And when it do, I'm leaving all of the drama behind me. Yeah, go ahead.